you've already seen a little bit of how it works. You've seen a sales page created by it. There's also, it also does squeeze pages very, very nicely. Generates all your legal pages that Google likes to see, and it does them automatically. So you install Paper Template, and they're all done, and they're all on the bottom of a, of which whichever page, squeeze page, sales page, etc., all automatically. And it works with all themes. And the thing I really like about Paper Template is once you install Paper Template, that's it. The your squeeze page and your sales page are created, and it reduces it all down to an editing function rather than having to start from scratch. So all you do is you fill in the blanks. Let me give you. Let me see if I can give you an example. Let's measure my SEO. Get rid of that. It's WP question. I'll come back to that one. I'll come back to that. Ebook is Number Genius, which let's see if I go. I think this is it. Let's just have a look. Kindle. Let me just check. Genius dashboard. That's the members one, so it won't be on there. But it might be on. I've got so many sites, Robert. It's just a question of remembering which one is on.
That's not a bad problem to have.
Right, so let's see if it's called free. So that's the sales page. That's the squeeze page. So you see, you got your bullet points, you got your headline.
Yeah.
And there's the thing. Yeah?
Hey, you check the squeeze page in
it. Say again?
I see it's a front page.
So that's the squeeze page, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when it's finished. Here's all the disclaimer, terms, conditions, privacy, earnings, copyright. They were all, I didn't even touch those. Those are all done automatically.
All right. That's so good.
Now, if I go to, we'll have to log on to another site. Just one second. I'll show you what Paper Template actually looks like to start with. Login. This is way longer than I thought. I hope that's okay with you.
I'm fine. I was thinking the same for you.
It's okay with me, as long as it's all right with you.
I'm okay.
Now, let me...
I'm actually due back on court at 5 o'clock, but that's fine.
Okay.
That's absolutely fine, I think.
We won't last anything like that long. So, what you do in Paper Template, you just click on this part, and then if you want to add in a new squeeze page, they call them landing page. So...
Oh, they call it a landing page, okay.
Yeah. So what we do is we do choose page, create new page. There we go. So you can say you would never call a squeeze page, but let's just do that.
Yeah.
Now, watch how easy this is. Right, pre-written. Opt-in page, right, so that's a squeeze page. Watch this. Click on that. Are you sure? Yes. Look at that. It's all done. Now, if I publish that. Now, if I publish that and we go and view it, then what you'll see is... Now, obviously, you're gonna edit this. So exciting!
Yeah,
training free. You know, you're
it's a good prompt, isn't it?
in this 100% free, you know, so you delete that plugin, you know, so report, you'll discover, edit those, and you paste in your, autoresponder code.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. That's it. So, it takes longer. Brilliant. It takes longer to explain what you do, and you paste in the opt-in stuff here. Actually, the
right.
It takes longer
to explain what you
do than it does to actually do it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna delete that because I don't want that.
So that's all in the paper template. So that's kind of essential, really.
I think it's fantastic. I really think, because I used to recommend something else I've got on here, which is extremely good, called Marketer CMS.
Right.
It's absolutely excellent, and you know I still reckon it's really really good. But it's $197, and you can use it on
the double.
Yeah, yeah. So you know it's a lot. It's excellent, but paper template, to be honest, does everything that you want.
Yeah.
Everything that pretty much that Marketer CMS actually does. And that's what I'm going to include, or that's what I have included in my book as my recommended. Oh, that's really good. Right, hang on. I've got two loves. Don't it. I've got two of these sites, you see. Let's see. Well, now, paper. What have I spelled? I haven't spelled it correctly again. Right. Recommends. Paper. With an L. So there you go. So that's the sales page for paper template, which, surprise, surprise, is done on a paper template.
Yeah.
And hi, I'm Robert Plank. And
let's see all of that. Now,
your little thing there, your speed up thing, comes on automatically, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Now, the really good thing for this is paper template is only $7. So $47 instead of $197.
Yeah, and it's better. You may as well have the for the extra $40. The
yeah. Let me explain, Jules.
Otherwise, you miss out on the sales letter copy, the opt-in page copy, etc., etc.
Yeah. This one is hardly has any functionality. So you don't get. You know, you don't get the sales letter copy. You don't get the call me Bunny. It was probably Jilzy. It was probably Mummy.
But $47 is a one-off payment. It's
exactly, and you can use it on all of your sites as much as you like.
Oh, really? Unlimited? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So very
strongly recommend that, and you'll see it in.
Yeah.
You'll see it in my book when that's published.
Yeah, great.
And it's really easy to use. I mean, literally, you saw what I did just now. All I had to do was edit that, and five minutes later, I would have had a fully functional squeeze page.
Yeah, that's good.
Right, where's my? Let's see. So that's paper template. So that's probably my number one recommendation, actually.
Yeah.
So I've got one there. I'll delete that. Also, I'd recommend Measure My SEO and MemberChamp for you, I think. And then fill your books.
Yeah.
Fill your boots with as many of the free ones as is relevant for you. They're all there, and I've got links for the ones that I haven't got links for. You know, it's obvious what the name is. These are the actual names. Now, there's one last thing. You mentioned you wanted to have a quiz.
Hmm.
Now, you might have to do a bit of work on this.
There is
something called, let's get out of there, get out of there. There's a plugin I sell called WP Question Opt-in. But it's not exactly what you want. It allows you to ask a question, so one question with four options, and then what it does is it captures your email address. So I don't think that's very interesting. It's very nice, and it's not very expensive, and it's only $27. But I don't think that does what you want to do. So by all means, I can say.
Would you have that?
Sorry, go on.
So this is just a flash way of capturing someone's email address, is it?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah. So that's very nice. I've got two things. When you have a look at this mind map, if you click on this, there are a number of different plugins that do quizzes. Now, there's about five of them on this site. I haven't had a chance to look through all of them. It might be that some of them do what you want, and it might be, I don't know if they're paid or they're free, to be honest. So have a look and see what you think. But I can give you a free option that will definitely work. If you set up your WordPress site and you set up in there on a page that's protected, you go into Google. So this is your normal Google account. I'm going to go into Google Drive. Now, I set up, so that's the results, I think. Google plugins, and yes, it's that one. So, here's a quiz I did. What Google plugins do you need? And I've got options there. You know, I'm in edit mode. I want to view the life form, sorry. So, you know, what ones do you need? And I've set it up. You can only select one or whatever. Do you have a Google site? Yes, and I have a webmaster, blah, blah. So you can have multiple questions and multiple options, depending on what you want. And they can be single questions. They can be choose from a list. They can be multiple options. They can be type into, you know, like this. You can type in your... type in free text, and it can be as long as you like. Now, the nice thing about this is it's completely free, and you can embed this, you can put this in your site.
So that will
capture that's in Google. So let me go. If you go to Google Drive, so if you just go into Google, sign into Google as normal, click on this funny little thing here, which shows apps. Click on Google Drive, which is where your word processor and everything is. And if you go create form, what you can do is they'll ask you, you know, do you want the stupid design? You can say yeah, whatever. And then you can say what type of question you want. Check boxes, choose from lists, scope, grid, etc. There's loads of stuff. Plain text. And then once you've done that, you can put other stuff. And it keeps all the answers for you, but only you can see with your email address.
I see. And then you'd have to email them their results.
You wanted an automatic way that everybody saw it. I don't know of a way to do that. Have a look at those other Google plugins, but I think you're probably looking at you'd probably be looking at a manual option to actually do that, I would have thought.
Right, yeah. Well, no, all it, what I've seen some people have is like an automated response, you passed or you failed.
Oh, okay.
I did a test like that, and it was just a simple course and a quiz at the end, and then I just got an automated response, not from the administrator, didn't actually get to see what I'd written.
Okay.
And this automated, it didn't tell me how many I got out of 20 or 30 or whatever it was, but it did say, yeah, passed, so.
Yeah, maybe this will do it. WP Pro Quiz. Yeah, average score, your score, etc. Have a look at that. That's in the list.
Okay. Brilliant.
Yeah. So it'll display questions, category, stats about right and wrong answers. You hint templates. Show average scores and user score. That might be what you want to do.
Yeah.
Have a look. It may well do it.
If you can show the user score, then that's good enough, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
So there you go, sir.
Thank you. Wow, that was comprehensive. I wasn't expecting all that.
Oh, good. 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 Good.
Thank you.
That's brilliant.
Excellent. So when will you finish your book?
Well, it should have been last weekend.
Right.
It should be this weekend, definitely.
Yeah.
And okay. then it'll be out.
Right. Good. How much are you selling that for?
Well, initially it's going to be 99 cents. It's the cheapest I can sell it for, because I want
on Kindle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Because I want people to get it, read it, and comment on it. So if you'd be prepared to comment on it, then I will give you a free PDF version. If you're happy to do that, and I'm not going to say give it a 5-star review. You know, give it what you think it's worth. But if you're prepared to review, yeah, 1-star, yeah. I hated it, he's a complete bastard. But if you're prepared to review it, what I'll do, I'll send you a PDF, and you can have a look at that.
Certainly.
And who knows?
Thank you very much.
Who knows? It may be of use, because it's got use paper template in there, it might be of use to you.
Yeah. Thank you. I think it will be, yeah, definitely. All right, that's brilliant.
Cool.
Well, sorry to take up so much of your time there, Alan.
No, that's all right. Thank you for being my guinea pig in doing this. What I'll do now is I'll give me a few hours and I'll package this stuff up. I'll send it off to you, and you can go through it at your leisure.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
I'll speak to you again.
Yeah, we'll do. Good speech with you. Cheers, mate.
Yeah.
Bye.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.